Beyond Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your host, Matt Shook, and this is the Thursday episode for January 11th. A big win in Brooklyn, but some hard-to-please fans online. And again, this is your host, Matt Shook, and you can find me on Twitter at @Matt_Shook. S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also follow the Locked On Pistons Twitter account as well. And we got a Facebook page now, converted my journalist page to one of those. So you can find that on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-MattShook. Join the conversation on there as well. We're going to look at the Pistons' big win over the Brooklyn Nets and put Andre Drummond's big night into some historical context and update his All-Star Game candidacy. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the negativity around Pistons Twitter. It's not that's surprising, but it's a little bit overwhelming as the kind of the dog days of winter are here for the weather and the Michigan kind of mood right now. But of course, the Pistons in midseason right now are a little bit up and down, and it seems to reflect a little bit upon how they're perceived by some of the bigger fans day in and day out online. But hopefully you visited my bookie based on my recommendation from yesterday's podcast. It was the second time this year I'd recommended laying some money on the Pistons, and I've been right in blowout fashion on both of those times. But also, the NFL playoffs are finally here, and I want to tell you guys about mybookie.ag, the number one online sportsbook. With your fantasy football season over, the only way to use your sports knowledge to win cash is by betting at mybookie, the sportsbook that makes it easy to deposit and even easier to cash out your winnings fast. They have odds on everything, live betting, and an all-new prop builder. Create your own bet slips. Bet how you want. You bet your friends LeBron will score 30-plus and have 10-plus assists. Why not bet it at MyBookie and put your money where your mouth is? Bet from your desktop, tablet, or on their world-class mobile site that lets you bet anytime, anywhere. MyBookie offers the fastest, no-hassle payouts when you win. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Just use promo code LOCKEDONNBA when making your account. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDONNBA. So visit MyBookie.ag today and bet on the internet's favorite sportsbook, where you play, you win, and you get paid. But the Pistons, they picked up a 114-80 victory on Wednesday night against the Brooklyn Nets, a 34-point win, which was the biggest margin of the season by a full 10 points over two 24-point wins that the Pistons had earlier in the season against Indiana and Phoenix. Andre Drummond, 22 points and 20 rebounds. We'll talk a little bit more about him a little bit later. But Tobias Harris also had 22 points for the Stones. Dwight Bikes off the bench added a new career high, 17 points. I know new career high is a redundant one for you journalists out there. But Bikes picked it up there for the Pistons. He had who are now 22-18 on the year, tied with the Bucks for the sixth spot in the Eastern Conference, two games ahead of the Philadelphia 76ers, who are ninth and the first team outside of the East playoffs. I like to keep that in perspective as the season goes on as well. Detroit, they led by as many as 40 points in this game and snapped a five-game road losing streak in the process. And that road losing streak dated back to December 15th, so it was almost a month between road wins, or really a full year, if you want to make a dad joke about that one, that the Pistons hadn't won a road win since 2017. It wasn't good for a while there, that streak, so it was good to get that one snapped. Speaking of things that weren't good, Stanley Johnson was out for five games, and it was good that he returned from the lineup, although he didn't look very good in his return on Wednesday night. He missed the five games and didn't score against the Nets, but he had five rebounds in 20 minutes. Good to see him moving around and getting his legs back, as hopefully he returns to the player he was in the first week or so of the season instead of the player he's been throughout most of the time since then. So although he was mostly healthy, Stan Van Gundy said he needed some action after he declined to get him in on Monday against New Orleans. And guess what? This is what he meant as he playing Stanley against the G Leaguers from Brooklyn was pretty much what the Pistons needed and what all the doctor ordered for his return. Brooklyn, not a good team. They're a half game ahead of the openly tanking Bulls near the bottom of the NBA standings, and they were without Damari Carroll, D'Angelo Russell, Jeremy Lin in this game, out with injuries. Spencer Dinwiddie, who was a big storyline coming into the game, getting some more revenge against his old Pistons team, he had 2 points and flopped against his old mates, which drafted him in the second round 4 years ago. So a dominant win for the Pistons, and nice to get that one. Moving on to Chicago on Saturday night, and then back home for a game against the Charlotte Hornets on the afternoon, 12:30 start Eastern in downtown Detroit on Little Caesars Arena for Martin Luther King Day. And then on Wednesday night in Toronto for a tough one against the Raptors, who are pretty much unbeatable at home these days. We're going to have more on Andre Drummond's big night and his All-Star Game candidacy in a little bit here. But if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44, then your company should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Pistons is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 to 44. So if you want men between 18 and 44, then this is your spot. Plus, our rates are reasonable. So email me at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes, sir!
Big important times going on with the Detroit Lions as well, so you need to be listening to the Locked On Lions with host Matt Derry. You know him from Detroit Radio, so follow him on Derry Speaks at Twitter as well. But listen and subscribe to Locked On Lions, our brother program here on the Locked On Network as well. And if you're an NBA fan, listen to all the other shows we have. We got Locked On Fantasy Basketball. There's Locked On NFL Draft as well. If you're a draft Nick, it's starting to become draft season too. So all sorts of great shows to listen to. And there will be more coming with some MLB shows coming too. And we'll have some news to pass along as the time goes on about that. We're going to be talking about Pistons fans mad online a little bit later on in the show. I'm going to tell you about the trend I've noticed from Pistons Twitter lately as the dog days of winter are upon us. But some big news to pass along about the weekend opponent, the Chicago Bulls. This actually broke on Tuesday, but I neglected to mention it on yesterday's podcast. Wanted to pass along that Zach LaVine, who was the centerpiece of the Jimmy Butler deal with Minnesota in the offseason, will make his season debut for the Bulls after being injured at the end of last year. He's going to be playing on Saturday night against the Pistons at the United Center. Maybe we should give John Paxson and Gar Forman, the Bulls' brain trust, a little bit of an apology, though, along with Kevin Pritchard of the Indiana Pacers. The Butler trade that I mentioned, where Jimmy Butler was sent to the Minnesota Timberwolves for Zach LaVine, who hasn't played yet, but Chris Dunn, who's a point guard from Providence, who's been playing really well for the Bulls as of late, and Lauri Markkanen, the draft pick who the Bulls picked up in that trade, has been just exceeding everyone's expectations so far in his rookie season. So props to Paxson and Forman for making a pretty good trade for their star player, Jimmy Butler. And also, of course, Jimmy, like as I mentioned, Kevin Pritchard, who unloaded Paul George and got a nice return in Victor Oladipo, who appears to be head to the All-Star game, and Domantas Sabonis as well. Speaking of All-Star game, Andre Drummond had such a great game against the Brooklyn Nets. Wanted to give him his own segment here today on Lockdown Pistons. He was the first player since Kevin Garnett in 2004 to have 20 points, 20 rebounds, and 5 assists in a game before the end of the third quarter. And he sat out the fourth with those stats that ended up being 22 points and 20 rebounds, 5 assists, a couple of blocks, some steals as well. Just an outstanding game. 18 points and 13 rebounds by halftime as the Pistons took complete control early on against the Brooklyn Nets in New York City. Perhaps more importantly, during the game, the Pistons did not allow a Brooklyn offensive rebound until the fourth quarter, and obviously Dre deserves more credit for that than anyone out there. Keith Langlois of Pistons.com had a nice lead to his game story today, and I wanted to mention that. And so here it goes from Keith Langlois, the former Oakland Press writer who writes for Pistons.com, who you should be reading if you're a Pistons fan. He went on to say, quote, "When Stan Van Gundy analyzed what he had on the roster he inherited nearly 4 years ago, he looked at the lump of clay that was Andre Drummond and envisioned what he put into evidence in Wednesday's 34-point romp at Brooklyn. The balletic feet, that massive frame, and those huge soft hands, Van Gundy knew, gave Drummond a chance to become a dominant player and certainly a high-impact defender, in addition to the overpowering rebounder he'd already become as a 20-year-old. In particular, Drummond could be kryptonite to the staple of every NBA team's offense, the pick and roll," unquote. So a nice start to the story about Andre Drummond. But really, in addition to Drummond kind of capturing and throwing fits to the Brooklyn Nets pick and roll, he also made some moves with his own offensive pick and roll with Tobias Harris, as those guys have picked up the slack for the injured Reggie Jackson, the, you know, somewhat struggling and getting back into form Avery Bradley, and some of the other players in the Pistons who aren't quite ready to step up in that offensive role. Drummond's been a great player inside offensively so far this season, deserves the All-Star nod, and Tobias Harris and him combined for quite a two-man punch early on in that game against the Brooklyn Nets on Wednesday night. Shouts to the Pistons subreddit that you can check out on reddit.com where I saw this, but Andre Drummond leads the NBA in screen assists per game, which is one of those new bougie stats that they're using. 4.9 screen assists per game to lead the NBA, and he's fifth in the league in deflections per game at 3.4 per contest, and that was categorized in NBA.com's hustle leader. So I don't know that many would have said that about Dre before, that you could look for him on the hustle leaders boards, but his energy has been pretty much fantastic all year. And by the way, I wanted to pass along that Drummond last week in the first All-Star game totals results that were passed along by the NBA, he was eighth in Eastern Conference voting for the Eastern Conference front court players behind the likes of Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics, by the way. So a few guys that he probably deserves the nod over, despite the fact that they play for more high-profile teams, that Drummond's getting beat in that vote, and that's nothing new for Detroit fans, though. That fan voting will continue through Monday, and the second update will be released by the NBA today. So tomorrow I'll pass along on the Lockdown Pistons about the newest results and where Andre Drummond is. But the fan voting for starters in the All-Star game counts as 50%, and then the other half is from a 25% of the media panel that they put together, and also from current player voting. So between those three entities, they'll come up with the five starters. Though they will announce those starters a week from today on TNT on January 18th, and then the reserves will be announced on January 25th. The head coaches of the NBA will pick the reserves. Then the highest vote-getter from each conference from the starters voting, he will act as a captain and pick squads as all the All-Stars will be thrown into a pool. Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks led the way for the Eastern Conference, and I believe it was Stephen Curry who led the Western Conference, but obviously LeBron looms large in that still. So by January 18th, they will know who those captains are who are going to divvy up all the All-Stars into two separate teams. So it won't be the East versus the West this year, in case you hadn't heard about that. But obviously, it looks like Andre Drummond probably won't be part of the fan voting top, you know, five or so from the All-Star starters votes that will be compiled. But you would think that the head coaches know enough that they will put him as a reserve for the Eastern Conference selections into the All-Star game. And then we'll see from there as far as who gets picked and which captain puts him on his team and all that silly stuff that's going to happen after that. But kudos to Andre Drummond for a strong season so far, getting a lot of the statistical notoriety that will hopefully help his candidacy and push for all NBA type awards as the season goes on. But despite his strong season and the Pistons playing a little bit above 500 and having a pretty strong year, all things considered so far this year, I'm going to talk a little bit about the negativity of Pistons fans online. Fans are mad online. I'm going to tell you what I think about that here on Locked On Pistons. Pistons beat writer Rod Beard had a news and views about this on DetNews.com for his Detroit news about how he's often frustrated by Pistons Twitter today. But I've been struck by the negativity of Pistons Twitter on Wednesday. I think it's kind of the dog days of the season right now. And honestly, I think the weather kind of has something to do with it. Maybe everyone's a little bit stir crazy and looking for something to vent about. And maybe the Stan Van Gundy era is a little bit well worn with fans, maybe stale, like an old relationship, so to speak. I think, you know, we complain about our coaches and we find ways to rip on them. And sometimes they're some of the most elementary stuff. And we just hook on things that maybe we don't quite know the backstory about. For instance, most Pistons fans, myself included, think Langston Galloway deserves more of a chance with this team right now. But maybe he's in Stan Van Gundy's doghouse and he's trying to send a message or something like that. Or maybe Stan thinks it's much more important to see what Luke Kennard can do with those minutes right now. And he's flourishing, by the way. The rookie's playing well. And Stan knows what he has with Langston Galloway. And maybe he's had those conversations with him and is kind of moved on about that. But moving on to kind of what the Twitter sphere is saying, I saw James Edwards of The Athletic on Twitter. He put up a survey of who Pistons fans would want to give up for a top-flight point guard in a trade, and the Pistons Twitter is going nuts over Kemba Walker right now. A little bit of a pipe dream that I don't see makes a whole lot of sense for this team, especially with the assets that you'd have to give up to acquire the face of the franchise for the Charlotte Hornets. But anyway, each of the choices had two of the Pistons' core players in there. Edwards said afterwards that he expected fans to say that none of those options were good because, newsflash, Tobias Harris and Andre Drummond are pretty damn good players, and all the options had at least one of those guys in it. And I agreed with him there that why would you want to talk about trading Tobias Harris or Andre Drummond now that those guys are really coming into themselves as far as entering the prime of their career and becoming the players that we hoped that they would be when they were drafted or acquired by this organization back then. Sham of Piston Power, who kind of runs that site right now, he put up another poll and had three options, kind of asking everyone to vote on Twitter about if the Pistons should sell right now or if they should go after a star or if they should just kind of stay the course. 21% that said people said that they should just sell everyone, and 43% of the respondents said that they should go after a star, again with Kemba Walker kind of being in the back of everyone's mind for that. Now, another guy that's big in Pistons Twitter, David Fernandez, he does a good job on the Inside the Cylinder show and writes for Detroit Bad Boys as well. He said, what will the Pistons, he asked the Pistons fans, what will the record be over the next three games, with those games being Brooklyn, Chicago, and Charlotte, three of the bottom feeders in the Eastern Conference. 39% of voters said the team will go 0-3 or 1-2. I voted in that poll, and I said 2-1 kind of to be conservative because NBA teams can lose to other NBA teams on any night, of course. But the Pistons should really win all three of those games, and they just might. Obviously, they made the first step towards that with the 34-point victory at Brooklyn. And no, this team is not selling at the trade deadline. They're probably going to be a non-major buyer for a Mirotic-type move or something like that. The end of the Stan Van Gundy era isn't upon us now or anything like that. And everything's basically going to be just fine with this team. I expect them to get to the playoffs. Maybe they need to address the backup center situation. Maybe they need a short-term point guard infusion, although Dwight Bikes is making that look like it doesn't need to be addressed, especially at this point. And maybe they need to get some help on the wing, although Stanley Johnson, hopefully returning to health, will try to fix some of those problems. And a lot of the issues will be fixed in-house. So what I'm trying to say to fans is just try to relax. We'll get through this winter together, and maybe we'll see a playoff win for the Detroit Pistons for the first time since, drumroll please, 2008. That was the last time in the spring of 2008, May 26, 2008, to be exact. That was Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Boston Celtics at the Palace of Auburn Hills. Remember that building? The Pistons won 94-75 that night with Antonio McDyess leading the way, 21 points and 18 rebounds, tying the series with the Celtics at two games. Jason Maxiel had 14 points on 6 of 6 shooting off the bench that night. The president that night was George W. Bush. And it was the same night that the Pittsburgh Penguins won Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals against the Detroit Red Wings. But the Red Wings would go on to win in 6, winning the last major championship for Detroit sports a couple of days after, or about a week or so after that last Detroit Pistons playoff win. So hopefully we can see another one of those coming up sometime this spring. So stay patient, Detroit Pistons fans. I think we're going to see at least that first playoff win in a decade coming up very soon. But remember, mybookie.ag is the place you need to go to place bets during this NFL football season, and also as the dog days of the NBA season continue. Use promo code LOCKEDONNBA for your 50% bonus from the Locked On Network. So support this podcast, support the Locked On Network, and get into that. But for tomorrow's show on Friday, we're going to be looking ahead to the Chicago Bulls, who the Pistons have been in the news with, of course. And we're going to have another interview that we'll have for you that I've already taped, and I'm excited about sharing this one with you guys. We'll be learning something about Pistons history together. So go ahead and check that one out on the Locked On Pistons podcast on Friday. Follow the Locked On NBA Network on Twitter at Locked On NBA Net. And also rate and review us on iTunes at Locked On Pistons, and follow us on Facebook at LockedOnPistons.matchup. So thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you again very soon.